This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Hey, welcome to the show. Yes, I am now a prime number. I've got 10 factors. I posted this earlier when I was like, those who did their meds will get it. Thank you so much for the well wishes. Really, really appreciate it. Really humbled. Now, how far is your teenager from having sex? Hey, we live in hope. Ask any parent, okay? Any of our generation, even the generation before. The last thing they want is for their kids to repeat the same mistakes they did sexually. And it's not even about pregnancy per se. There's just a lot at stake. But because they didn't have the best examples, we didn't have the best examples on how to navigate sex talk. Think about it. You are lucky if your parents sit you down and says, hey, listen, no better than the busier. This is what happens. So you have no book. You have no reference to work from. So you are also struggling to coach your own teenager. So you live in hope that your offspring won't be careless sexually. Because when it was trial and error, and chances are things happened. Most of the current crop of parents learned about sex from streets, from friends, not from the source parent. No. My question is, what about your teen? Should they learn from the streets or from you? Do you know if your teenager is sexually active? Hashtag, is my teenager active yet?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Now, let me give you the 3 teaspoons on, is my teenager active and how to know? How to know? 1, ask them directly. I mean, this is a good way to ask your teenager about their sexual behavior. Especially if you have that relationship, you know they're going to answer you, honestly. Being direct about it also lets them know that, you know, you want to know. It shows your teen that you think they are honest and mature enough to have this conversation with you. Because remember, they can't wait to be adults. And when you're having an adult talk to them or with them, oh man, you're speaking at their level. 2, ask about their friends' sexual activity. If you don't think your teen is going to be honest with you, then ask about their friends. Because that's a beautiful alternative to indirectly ask your teenager about their sexual activity by talking about their peers and what their peers are doing. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag, is my teenager active yet and how to know? Look for the obvious. Yes, like Lebo Cape. Look for the obvious. Not all signs of sexual activity are obvious, by the way. There are some signs and clues that should leave no doubt that your teenager is having sex. Don't overlook the obvious hints. Instead, trust what you see and what your instincts tell you. For example, if you find a condom wrap or a used box, a pack of birth control pills, pregnancy test among your teens, dirty clothes, whatever. Those are the clues.
The best tea in the city.
How do you know if your teen is sexually active? Let me ask you, now that you're an adult, from what age were you sexually active? Did your parents know? How did they find out? Yeah, come on, talk to me. You can voice note me. Hashtag, is my teenager active yet?
Hi, T-Bros. Happy birthday. Oh, wow, I'm so honored. My fellow Capricorn, mine was yesterday. So I know that my son is active. How do I know? He's 19. He's at the University of the Western Cape. So I received a call the other day saying that he wants to go to the men's clinic. I did not really ask, but I said, okay. Then after he received his nurse first money, he then went. Then he came back and said, you know what? School's about to close here, so when I come back to Pretoria, I'm gonna need to consult, and I need money for that because the doctor put me on a treatment for 3 months. However, I still feel that I need to get another opinion because I got a very low libido, and I'm like, okay, the information is a bit much, but I did not say anything to him because if he's open about it,
yes,
so I might as well just, you know, play along.
The best tea in the city.
Now, did your parents know?
Hold on, Uncle T, before we get there. First of all, we would like to say happy birthday to you.
Tommy.
Happy birthday to you.
Tommy.
Happy birthday, dear Uncle T.
Tommy.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! They can sing. today. Who knows, we may start winning the idols. Who knows?
No, on a serious note, Uncle T, from me, I just want to say thank you so much for being the person that you are. You get me, you know?
Yeah.
You get me, Uncle T. And thank you for the encouragement and also pushing us in the right directions. Yeah. And we really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is so true, Uncle T.
She's going on a screen very soon, by the way.
Oh, yes.
She'll break the news when the time is right.
Oh, yes.
One of the things I was like, whoop.
Ooh, you see
get
what
it
I
done.
Mean?
Hey, get it done.
Malumobana. And that's a nice cup your kids got you. Nice.
Thank you.
No, but can I say my birthday message to you first as well?
All right.
Uncle T, you know, from the first day at Kaya FM, you were like the first people that I came into contact with, and you were just so warm, and you've actually kept that since then. Wow. 3 years ago, you're still the warmest person. Still the warmest person.
I've known you for 3 years?
Yeah, Uncle T, it's been long. We're getting
still
old.
Waiting for Lobola, though.
You get there.
Wow. In other news,
on the topic
thank
now.
Thank you. Yep. No, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. Really, really humbling. Thank you. Thank you. I'm really feeling it. I'm enjoying it. And thank you for the showers. The messages are still pouring in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't thank
so
you enough.
Teary.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Now, when did your parents find out? Horubizi.
Can I start?
Yes, mother.
I will never recover from that. Yeah, I couldn't hide away because of my mother. But I was in the car with my mom. We had just arrived in the parking at my house. And then I had a morning after pills in my bag. No, not morning after pills. What's the other one? Contraceptives.
Yes.
Beg your pardon. I had contraceptives and I had some condoms. But we had got those from school because, you know, in schools they usually dished out a packet of condoms. So I'm rushing out of the car and my bag falls. And the contraceptives are just laying there. And then it was the most awkward moment. She said to me, why aren't you just using condoms? You know, you can take those, but condoms. And I'm like, no, I'm not having sex, ma. I'm not having sex, ma. She's like, awkward.
You didn't have a chance. You know, actually, I was the one. Because I don't know, I'm the oldest. So obviously, you know, okay. I've got those things of wanting to be like a parent.
Yeah.
So it was after high school. And I was like to my mom, because I just felt like, you know, this is the time. We need to start having this conversation. I'm going to varsity, so you mustn't be confused.
Yes.
So I was like to her, I tried, and I was like, okay, you know, I can't remember, but there was something that happened in class. And I was like, yeah, this happened in class. And, you know, so I should be prepared. And, you know, I should make sure that I'm ready for if anything happens.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle T, she just nodded. She didn't say a word.
Oh,
she just nodded the whole way. She's like, And I was like, yo, this poor lady, I can tell she's just
purely because she doesn't have referral point. She doesn't have a reference point to work from.
Yeah, but you know what? She's better. If it was just my dad, I'd probably, you know, keep that in the closet. I'd be like, never mind. You know what?
Chances are you'd have lost, maybe you'd have a scar to show.
Yeah.
You know how parents are. They speak with their actions.
Oh,
they don't
yes.
agree with something.
Exactly.
You're right?
Mm. But it gets easier with the parenting now, right? Compared to the parents then.
I'm not sure, hey?
Not. You guys.
Especially if you don't have a reference point. You don't know where to pull from.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's just you need to get over that hurdle and say, you know what? I'm just going to do it the way I feel is the right way to do it and have a chat with my children. And that's the only way because you still are the best source they'll rather learn from than from the streets. So you just share it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you know, just share it. They better get it from you.
Mm.
It's never easy. I don't think it's easy.
It's not. Especially when you've got three girls. My mom called us into the room one day and she sat us down and she said, I want you guys to promise me something. The first guy you'll kiss, you'll be married to. And by then, was it not like a bit late for some of us? I was just like, promise.
So.
That wasn't me.
You're listening to the best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Brati, happy birthday, Hotman Laka. Ramasira Sukhofate, Brati, Ralebu Hanta Temokwili. Januari Toma Katawa Tetari Teenager, Brati. Banaba, Brati, Aoka Shavari status is our one. Oka Tubali Fono, Brati, Nakopa Tudinji, Kino celebrate a birthday out, including Taba Tetari Teenager. Banaba, Brati. Hey, I like a comment, Katawa Banaba. Kinaleva, too, Brati. ba 13 year old out le cherry bana ba abrati hi
take the last sip. Call us now on 086 00 00 959.
I can't even take your call because my studio is invaded. Tembo Batlang. Oh wow, look at that. Wait, wow, look at that.
Re customize mo.
Wait. Yeah, you can start talking. I'm taking your video.
Look at that bag. Oh my word.
Magamo, Temba. Hey,
great men deserve great gifts. So, ubona rite really vaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, rite mo tshiritse bang hore wa re gothatsa lifeing hore re vaya le rona.
Thank you.
All that we do.
Yeah.
So re batla vaya sharp this year.
Yeah.
2022. You must be shining. You must achieve all of the dreams that you have.
Oh,
any
man.
Desire that unkulunkulu ayibekenhliziyo yenu. So we said, nai present just from us. Yeah.
Vaya, go for it.
Yep.
The sneaker.
Yep.
Color.
Red.
Ay! Kunini! I don't think you ever had a color that sells out this quickly.
Yeah, this color, people are going crazy over it.
Look at that.
When we first stocked it, we had it for a week. And then just after a week, it was sold out. So this is in stock, and we said, actually, you're the first one on these pairs that really didn't know to get them. So.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Munna, thank you. I can't say thank you enough.
And happy birthday.
And thank you for always being the very dream we always thought, not even thought, we believed we had in all of us.
Yes.
To be our own employers.
Yes.
Thank you for creating jobs, man.
Thank you.
Vaya, go for it. Get it.
Ngicela nibheke ne attitude yabo, i attitude yomuntu osozwile nenkani yakhona uyabona nje ukuthi la seka tastily forbidden fruit lo, i attitude nenkani nibheke bazali
inkani. I like that, Kate. Call me.
I work in the clinic as a health promoter, and it's sad that we still have parents who would say things like, when you try to talk to them about sex and sexuality regarding their teenagers, they'll tell you things like, he or she doesn't do those things referring to sex and whatnot. Yeah. In this day and age, I mean, but me personally, I have a 14-year-old, and I did 2 years ago talk to him about how the baby is made and all of that. I feel now I still need to reinforce that education again, because I think it's just a matter of time before he's active, if not already.
I like what you said there, Mpo, and the stuff that, and that's the part that we as parents overlook, reinforcement. It's one thing to have a talk one moment and that's it, it's gone. No, you have to have it more and more and more. Happy, hi, good morning.
Morning, how
are you? One of your teenage brothers are doing what?
Oh, I see.
Okay.
He came to me as a big sister.
Okay. And?
And then he asked me if he, when is it the right time to do the deed? And I told him, hey, that guy, you need to talk to your peers. He said, no, I can't do it as my So he also told me, when did you start it? I said, Evan, so you asked me if you did, I started here, go to school, finish your studies, then you can do the deed.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay, you need. So he came to me asking me if he, when should he start the deed? And he already done the damage.
So, Manja, you now must be the mediator now between him and your parents.
Exactly.
Manja, who is that? Who is Rakhadi?
Hey, who are you?
Have you started the chat already with the parents?
We already passed that. The child is 2 years now.
Hi.
There's another one coming again.
Hi. How old is your brother?
He's 20 now, because he started doing the deeds at the age of 16.
When?
That's it. Actually, I'm disappointed because I feel like I'm in the middle. So at the age of 19, what he really was along the generation, what the woman is a couple of women, and what he then got was a son, one of the women that she was a son.
And then?
She already knew.
Sure.
So, thank you. Anyway, happy new day, happy birthday.
Thank you, happy. Thank you, I appreciate that.
Nah, I started being active. I think I was doing standard 8, and then my parents didn't know, and then there was no activity for a good 2 years or 3 years up until after high school. But when my dad found out that I'm active, it was because my mom found funny stains on my sheets, and like some unexplainable stains on the sheets,
and
obviously told my dad, and my dad approached me and said, "Endoda, he in manjile sema sheetin." As an historian, and the following day, he called his younger brother, who's very close to me, my brother, but it's his younger brother. And the guy had a chat with me, gave me condoms, and said, "Endoda, do you know what these are? You know how to use them?
Yeah.
I think it's time you start using them." So yeah, pretty much, that stain on the sheets, that's what gave it away. So yeah, look out for those sheets, Bazali.
Sindelo, I applaud your father, because he knew he didn't have the capacity to talk, but he knew where to go so that you can have the very things that he wanted you to learn from somebody he trusted, which is his younger brother who was closer to you. And that's another way of getting through to our teenagers, isn't it? Zanele, hi.
Hello.
Utin Mazet.
Hi. Yeah,
children, Zanele. Fra.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Okay, happy birthday before I start.
Thank you.
Story.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, I was never a sexually active teenager because I started doing the dead way after high school, actually.
And how old were
my
you?
My daughter, I was 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your daughter?
Yeah. But with my mom actually used to give me sex education, if I have to put it like that.
Okay.
Because she was working in hospital. So I've always known the consequences and the risk and whatnot that was involved in all of that.
Good.
So what I did, I took that and I'm doing that with my daughter. And I were always having conversations about sex. She's 16, by the way. And she hasn't been active. She doesn't even have a boyfriend as yet. So, which is a good thing, because Mina and I were always in constant communication with regards to such topics.
Yeah, good.
And then last year we had a talk about contraceptives and whatnot.
Nice.
Should she be tempted or whatnot? Because I'm not with her 24 hours.
Of course.
Don't know what is happening to the tech. These are the options. She must use contraceptives so that she cannot fall pregnant, but use protection as well, and make sure that the guy is also having condoms to prevent HIV and whatnot. So,
nice one, well done.
For now, it's still going okay. So I think
how old is she now?
She's 16 now.
I mean, chances are she will, follow in your footsteps because you are open about it. All right, thanks for that call. I appreciate it. Yeah, Tsepo, you are the last sip. Welcome.
I'm 15.
Hi, Tsepo.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
I was a very sneaky teenager. They never suspected a thing until they were still almost 30.
Hey!
Like, it's 30, it's just okay. Now, I'm already saying, I'm really sharp around. So, I'm already saying, I didn't even know that was a plan. The next thing, the look on her face changes, and only the old house, she said, hey, this should be.
Hey!
I was caught, actually.
Hey!
Like Clarence Carter, I was caught. And no only Christmas present is this day, the Umpa box said condom. Umpa box said he makes. I think I are, but not a regular box said he makes. No Christmas present. Outline.
Olady Giman.
Eh.
Ah, eh. Limitola Olady Giman. Giman?
Giman.
Mutsavi! You are the queen. Mutsavi, we. Raule Woutra. Orohulele me. Tsepana, all the best, man. Thanks for the call. Pindila, sorry, ran out of time. I couldn't take your call. Thank you so much, man.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.